International trade is in the news this week as the Trump administration prepares to impose a new round of tariffs, and countries, including China, say they're prepared to retaliate. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on what these tit-for-tat measures mean for New Hampshire.
It can be hard to get too excited about something as abstract as a soybean or steel tariff, but that doesn't mean you can just ignore it.
I think there's a number of reasons for people in New Hampshire to be paying attention to it. First is the impact on our economy.
This is Dave Juvet, Senior VP for the state's Business and Industry Association, which firmly opposes these tariffs. He says international trade, especially with Canada, is embedded in the Granite State economy. Roughly 183,000 jobs in the state are supported by exports. So any tension, any barriers to the smooth flow of goods across borders has the potential to sting. And
secondly, it can make things more expensive. A tariff almost acts as like an additional sales tax on specific items.
So for New Hampshire businesses that export, the retaliatory tariffs from China, Canada, and Mexico will make their products less competitive. On the list of goods in the crosshairs are everything from New Hampshire-caught lobsters to chandeliers and various glues. There are local businesses, though, that say they stand to benefit from the Trump administration's America First trade policy. That includes American Steel Fabricators, which employs 40 people in Greenfield. Mark Clark, the CEO, says his company's chief rivals are in Canada, so a targeted tariff could raise their costs and thus boost his sales.
The tariffs can really only help with that specific instance.
Clark is actually a free trade guy, but he thinks the president's approach makes sense right now.
Tariffs are a policy that generally are recognized not to be in the best interest of trading partners, but it seems that America is already losing the trade war, so it seems like America has the least to lose.
How much New Hampshire stands to lose or gain is still a moving target. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, to date, there are roughly $30 million worth of Granite State exports threatened by these tariffs. That's still just a tiny fraction of the more than $5 billion in exports the state produces each year. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.